this is Emily.
This is Lauren.
From Nice Apple. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Dial.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
This is Rye Roselle coming at you from across the globe in Berlin, Germany. Well, here we are at the 85-mile mark, huh? Time sure is a slippery fish. And though I may be far away, sometimes I like to dip my ladle into the soup of memory and reminisce at all the good old times we've had down at the station. Times like going into the music library, and not to access one of the thousands of CDs and records on hand, but simply just to break down weeping. Getting electrocuted in the lounge. Having sex in the newsroom. Or that time me and Robin Alam had to stop an elderly man from eating a raw chicken breast he had warmed up in the microwave. Finding someone's porn stash on the station computer. Booing some piece of shit guy off stage at Shindig after he told a ring-a-ding joke. And of course, let's not forget, having round about 30,000 beers with some of the finest folks I've ever had the pleasure to meet. So I'm raising my glass to you, CITR, and saying cheers to 85 years. And remember, always enjoy the music.
Wish that I could wind like a spiral stair through time to your body next to mine, warm and satisfied. Wish that I could catch a night train to the place. Climb aboard and hear you ask, darling, come inside. Memories, memories, sweet, sweet memories of days gone by. They make me cry.
Parties always scare me. I forget people's names. I try to think of something that would stimulate the room, like dancing with a broom after a beer or two. And I cannot approach you because I have sweat. Certain parties where you always feel alone. You cannot say a word without someone letting out a groan. People treat you like a book upon their plastic shelf. They keep it there for show, but they haven't actually read it. And I cannot approach them due to the fact that I have sand in the palm of my hand. I have sand. And I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand. I want to in the palm of my hand.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here, God, ugh. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh.
Everybody.
God, this is awful.
I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Ugh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
All right. Thank you, Ryan Rozelle, calling in from, recording in from Berlin. CITR legend posed naked on the cover of the West Ender for CITR, scared the bejesus out of me once by hiding in the studio. Yeah, very nice to hear from Ryan. He left town 5 years ago now, but he graciously called or made that little recording to reminisce. And that PSA that he made is still active. And the one at the top is great as well. His legend lives on here in the halls of CITR. You're listening to Duncan's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. It's the 85th anniversary month here at CITR, and so I've had some special guests come in. This week isn't devoted to one special guest, but I reached out to a couple of friends and had them give some messages. So we had Ryan at the top, and now we're going to hear a little bit from Eleanor and Nelly. So I'm going to play a couple of promos that are relevant, and then we'll hear a message from them, and then we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming. Here are, in a minute, you will hear Eleanor and Nelly.
This is Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
Femme Concept.
You are listening to Femme Concept
with your hosts Eleanor
and Erica.
Friday from 1 to 2 p.m.
on CITR.
On
CITR Radio 101.9. We play 100% FemCon.
100%.
It's a lot of FemCon.
It's a lot of FemCon. And you know what? Stick it to the man.
The Cat's Pajamas, a phrase to describe something super awesome or cool. The Cat's Pajamas, a super awesome and cool radio show featuring the latest and greatest indie pop, rock, and more from Vancouver and beyond. The Cat's Pajamas, every Friday at 10 to 11 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, this is Eleanor.
And this is Nelly.
And I used to host a show on CITR called Femme Concept from around 2015 to 2016.
And I hosted a show called The Cat's Pajamas from 2013 to 2016.
We were also both on the student executive at CITR during our time in university.
CITR brought us together all those years ago, and that's where we met and became best friends. Being a part of the CITR community was the most important aspect of my college experience, as well as Eleanor, probably.
Definitely.
And going to shows together and learning about the local music scene enabled us to pick up instruments for the first time and play in a few bands you may have heard, but only on CITR.
We also were introduced to Music Waste Festival through working and being at CITR. And for Vancouverites that listen to CITR, you probably definitely know what Music Waste is. And that, again, allowed us to get to know the city, get to meet other musicians, and really just be part of something that was really special. And just kind of find a sense of belonging in what can sometimes be a really isolating city and isolating time. Those memories are very special. I look back on them very, very fondly. And all the people that I knew at that time, including Duncan, who we love you very much, Duncan.
Love ya.
There's definitely some music from that time that really stands out mm-hmm. to us when we think back.
Yeah. What takes me back is Gal Grayson's tape, Blue Hearts in Exile. And I think one of the first shows that we went to together was his tape release show for that.
Definitely.
And that's, yeah, that really kicked off one of the best summers we've ever had.
Definitely. Definitely. The other album that really reminds me of that time is the album Cosmic Troubles by Faith Healer, who is an artist on Mint Records, another big friend of the station who mm-hmm. we also love. So, yeah, this feels cool to be part of the history, the long, long history of this place, and know that it will continue to run for many, many years to come.
Happy birthday, CITR.
Happy birthday.
something I drew.
Asian Heritage Month in Canada,
And this year, the Vancouver Asian Heritage Month Society and its signature event, the Exploration Festival, is celebrating its 27th anniversary. Exploration Festival is a month-long celebration that brings together all of the Pan-Asian Canadian artists throughout the Lower Mainland, including visual, art, poetry, dance, and music. Find all of the events and exhibitions in the online program guide, which you can download at exploration.org to learn more about what's happening in your community this Asian Heritage Month.
Organize UBC wants to unionize student workers. Are you a research assistant, an academic assistant, or a work learn? For far too long, student workers have endured low wages, no job protection, and poor working conditions. Organize UBC is fighting back, and all they ask is for student workers to sign a card on their website so the union becomes certified. To sign a card and to find out more information, go to organizeubc.cupe.ca.
Right, that was quite a set. That was Delta 5 from their album, it's a single, from 1979. That was the song Try. Nellie and Eleanor were once in one of the Redgate Halloween cover bands called Delta 666, and I can definitely remember them covering that song. Before that, we heard the band Lucky from their EP released in 2020 called We'll Find the Time. That was the song We'll Find Time Somewhere. Before that, we heard My Wife, also featuring Eleanor and Nellie. That was from Mess You Lately. That was the song You Lately. Before that, we heard Tops from the album Picture You Staring from 2014. That was the song Outside. Before that, we heard Faith Healer from the Mint Records release Cosmic Troubles. That was the song Infinite Return. And at the top, we heard Gal Grayson with the song Infinity from Blue Hearts in Exile, released on Green Burrito Tapes in 2011, I think. I'm going to say it was 2011. Green Burrito had a very productive couple years and then just kind of fizzled out. I don't really know what happened, but they put out Mac DeMarco's Rock and Roll Nightclub. They put out Pups, and they had a great run. Lots of great tapes, great era. So thanks to Eleanor and Nelly, and thanks to Ryan for saying hello and sharing those picks with us and sharing some memories. It's really nice to hear your voices. So in addition to bringing back some old timers, they're not that old, we are also having some events. So there's been events all month. There's been a couple of shows already at Redgate. And tomorrow night, there is another one. CITR is putting on another show at Redgate. And this one features Kelarissa, Devours, and Cherry Blue. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to be there. I think the show starts around 9. So let's give a listen to some of the bands that are going to be playing. We will start with Devours, who just released Homecoming Queen, had a triumphant release show at the Biltmore last Thursday. It was truly excellent. Jeff in his element, and hundreds of people there cheering him on. It was wonderful. So we're going to hear the title track. This is Homecoming Queen, and this is Devours. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to die. Come to think about it, I thought of you in the real time. That's fine. But if I really think about it, I just hope when the memories are bright, chew it up and feed the enemy inside. I give it up and we can make you real. To you, there's something I never knew. Bring it up and we can fly. Reel it if you wanna be.
Reel it if you wanna go.
That's alright.
That's alright. That's alright.
Call me after, I need time to think of what
you said to me right now. It's hard to keep it down.
Need to love you while you're spitting on the ground. You patch me up and rip some tears open, I fall apart. You're so good, I want it all. Leave no room for falling off.
Music Waste Festival. Showcasing unique local artists, Music Waste is happening from June 1st to 4th at different venues around Vancouver.
For performance information and each day's artist lineup, you can go to the Music Waste Instagram page. If you want to purchase one festival pass for 4 days of sweet live music, you can go to the link in the Music Waste Instagram bio.
Music Waste Festival, here to fulfill your sweetest live show cravings.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Myself.
All right. From her album from last year, that was Kelarissa with the title track from Voice Leading. Before that, we heard Cherry Blue from the album Hollow Bastion, released earlier this year. And that was the song Walk With Me. And at the top, we heard Devours with the song Homecoming Queen, the title track from his record. Going to play some songs by Selena Coop. And it's a pretty, well, it's incredibly sad occasion. Selena Coop, local musician and part of the band Glad Rags and musician in her own right. Not someone I knew personally, but definitely knew of her in Vancouver and have a lot of friends of friends. And she died last week from a toxic drug poisoning and just incredibly tragic. So I wanted to play a couple of songs to remember her by. Glad Rags were a four-piece punk band, garage rock band, active until about 2018 when they called it quits. So we're going to hear a song from their self-titled record. I think this was released in 2014. It's called Popsicles. And then we'll hear a song from her other project, which has a very different sound. But just want to send my condolences to her family and all of her friends and really applaud her aunt and her family for releasing information about what happened to her and raising awareness about the toxic drug crisis. So let's give a listen. This is Popsicles and this is Glad Rags. Here we go. Oops, wrong story. That was Selena Coop and The Blank, and that was the song Blue Light from her album Completely. And once again, rest in peace, Selena, and my condolences to her friends and family. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in, and thanks again to Ryan, Nelly, and Eleanor for saying hello. This will close out the special month of programming that we've had for the 85th anniversary of CITR. Again, the party is tomorrow night. There's another party tomorrow night with Devourers, Killarissa, and Cherry Blue. So head on down to Redgate. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the two other episodes I did this month, I had one with Luke Meat, former music director, and one with Brenda Grunow, station manager. So thanks again to them as well. Another person that left this mortal coil this week was Kenneth Anger. He was 96, led a very full and long life, and was a titan of experimental cinema. And just a really occult weirdo and fascinating figure. I remember reading his book, Hollywood Babylon, a few years, or like in my 20s, and feeling just deeply like the curiosity about that era of Hollywood and all the gossip and salacious details he provided was great. So I wanted to play a song in tribute to him as well. He made a film called Puce Moment in 1949. It's a delightful short film. And originally the soundtrack was opera. It was Verdi, but in the 60s, he swapped it over to a couple of very rambling psychedelic pop songs by a mysterious figure named Jonathan Halper. Very hard to find any details about Jonathan Halper, but as far as I can tell, these songs were recorded in 1966 or thereabouts. And so I'm going to play one of them. So this is from the original soundtrack, or not the original soundtrack, but the modified soundtrack to Puce Moment by Kenneth Anger. And this is the song Leaving My Old Life Behind. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. I hope you have a great week, and I'll be back with a Music Waste preview next Thursday, and possibly an interview with someone who's playing at the Biltmore on Sunday night. Still trying to work out the details for that, but Moni Tolina is my clue as to who may be joining us. All right. Thanks, everyone. And this is Jonathan Halper with Leaving My Old Life Behind.
I've learned quite a lot. love.